everyone. Welcome to another episode of Strong in the Saddle. I'm your host, Katrina. And before we get rolling, if you could please subscribe, rate, and review the podcast, that would be greatly appreciated. And if you haven't already, be sure to follow me on Instagram at Strong in the Saddle. And be sure to check out my YouTube channel, which you can find, there's a link in the show notes, or you can go to youtube.com/@strongInTheSaddle. And speaking of YouTube, assuming I can get technology to work, this podcast will be posted on YouTube as well. So it will be the first episode of the podcast to be also cross-posted on YouTube. So that is exciting. And without further ado, let's get into this week's episode of the podcast. So for those of you who have listened to the podcast in the past, you're probably a little bit surprised that there's a podcast episode coming out from me, because the last episode that I posted said that I was putting the podcast on hold indefinitely. I believe at the time my reason for putting the podcast on hold was because I wanted to devote more time to YouTube. I had recently started posting videos on YouTube and I just wanted to narrow my focus there, narrow my time spent there. But I miss podcasting. I really, really enjoy podcasting. I love doing the research for the episodes and just talking to you guys. And so that is why we are back. And I am so excited. So on my YouTube channel so far, I started off the channel posting very much like training specific videos. I was showing my progress with Diesel and that sort of a thing. But as we've rolled into winter here in Alberta, obviously I'm not riding quite as often. So when that happens, I feel like where my mind's at kind of shifts from riding, performance in the arena sort of thing, and moves more to myself, improving my fitness, improving my health, and that sort of a thing. And so that's kind of what's happened with the YouTube channel. It was training videos in the summer and through into the fall, and now it's kind of taken on more of a health and fitness slant, to where I've posted like my Fit to Ride journey, just kind of chronicling my fitness as it pertains to riding and how it's impacted my riding. And I will say I've always been kind of hesitant to post that kind of fitnessy content. So for those of you who don't know, I did get diagnosed with an eating disorder. I got diagnosed with anorexia 10 years ago. And since then, it's kind of, I've been hesitant to post fitness content because, kind of for two reasons. One reason is I'm scared that it's me falling back into old habits, which could lead down a very dark rabbit hole. So I've kind of like pushed it away a little bit, I guess. And the second reason was, honestly, I was worried about what other people would think. If people know that I've had an eating disorder in the past and then see me posting fitness, health, wellness related content, there's a chance they're gonna think like, okay, obviously she's not recovered, like look what she's posting. Which I know I shouldn't care what other people think, but sometimes you just can't help it. So for those two reasons, I've kind of, like I would post some fitness content and then kind of dial it back, which if you've been following me for a while, you've probably noticed that pattern. I will, yeah, like post some fitness stuff and then kind of dial it back and go back to just horse strictly content. But I've been doing a lot of thinking and just pondering about where I want my Instagram to go, my YouTube channel, my podcast. where do I want it to go? What kind of content do I want to post? All those questions. And I honestly think 10 years after my anorexia diagnosis, I am far enough removed from it now. Like, it's okay. And I can admit that I like health and fitness. I like talking about working out, improving your body, what kind of food you're putting in your mouth. Like, I'm okay talking about those things. And no, it's not an eating disorder issue anymore. It's just things I enjoy talking about. And because of that, and of course, I love my horses. So we want to intermingle those. So my plan, podcast, YouTube, Instagram, you are going to see, I guess if you take a look at the banner on my YouTube page, it says horses, fitness. And that is what this is about. So you're going to see my horses, but you're also going to see health and fitness stuff, specifically like surrounding strength training and that sort of a thing, through the lens of an equestrian, through the lens of someone who rides horses and wants to get better at riding horses, who wants to perform in the saddle, who utilizes strength training and proper nutrition to meet those goals. And so that's the kind of content that you guys are gonna see across all the platforms that I am on. So this episode today is just kind of, to just like set out, this is what we're doing, and just kind of say, hi, I missed you guys. And I guess I'll just give a quick update on my horses. So yes, it's January, it is snowy. It's been really, really nice here in January, which is awesome, but it does make me a little bit nervous about what we have in store in February and March, but we will cross that bridge when we get to it. I'm riding like 2 or 3 days a week. I'm in my arena in the snow, which I'm kind of restricted to walk trot rides, but we can get plenty done doing that. And on the days that I don't ride, I am doing groundwork with Diesel. So still making progress and super, super excited to get to springtime so we can really kick things into high gear and get all ready for show season. As far as Junior goes, as you guys all know, he is retired at this point, so he just hangs out. He's super fuzzy right now with his winter hair, so he looks kind of adorable at this point. And he's just living the good life, making sure that Diesel stays in line, and yeah. So that's a quick update, and I think I'm just gonna keep it short and sweet for this week's episode, and then next week we will dive into some interesting topic, which is TBD at this point. So as I said off the top, if you guys are watching on YouTube, be sure to give a like and subscribe to my channel. If you're listening to just audio on your podcast app, be sure to subscribe, rate and review the podcast. I would really, really appreciate if someone would review the podcast. I haven't gotten a review in a very long time, so that would be greatly appreciated. Be sure to follow me on Instagram at strongInTheSaddle. And until next time, remember, it's always a good day to ride.